ending the year with good memories is as important as getting off to a good start in the new year. Has a car accident in this current year thrown a wrench in your plans, meaning they were placed on hold or scrubbed altogether? If having more than your share of hard times this year, how can you turn those into good times? Thank you for joining me, Estra, this September 16, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is E-S-T-R-A, pronounced Estra. Go to Estra's Blog Tips on Blogger for a listing of all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family and friends, communities, from injured person's perspective, meaning the person injured in a traffic collision. Today's topic will be on turning hard times into good ones. Attitudes, frame of mind, decide how the mind processes life experiences. Personal expectations add value to life's occurrences, as individually deciding the impact on self-worth and self-pride. However, once a decision is made, that value as a human being does not lie in the hands of our peers or Wall Street, that it is our choice alone. Our belief system may create our own personal standard. Therefore, excellent standards reside within ourselves. Also in our program today is personal injury in the news, providing comments on events, holidays of the coming week. Our section on things you should know after a car accident, my commentary on turning hard times into good ones, and last but not least, discussion on articles related to our topic. Hard times bring change in unanticipated ways. Sometimes courage within us is brought out in ways never imagined. And those we thought would stand with us to the end don't. And those we thought wouldn't, do. Therefore, difficult situations can teach us about ourselves and others which we didn't know. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, Life Assurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. Hard times can be turned into good ones by realizing where your internal cues are coming from, evaluating expectations, and learning new ways to process negative situations, allowing something good to come from them. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on turning hard times into good ones. Once again, that number is 718-766-4385. The After Show number has changed. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave your comment. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Other notable mentions this week include Congress wasting our time and money in efforts to defeat Obamacare again. Why should anyone want an insurance policy that is not worth the paper it is written on? Only when people begin to realize games played to their detriment will the average citizen take action, like those who stood with a blind man and his dog who were asked to leave the plane because his dog would not stay under his seat. They got off the plane and took a bus to their destination in recognition of an unfair request. Standing together brings justice, just as your vote in 216 will also bring justice. Make sure when you vote, you realize how important it is, and do not let any changes in the laws, gerrymandering of locations, Whatever it takes, make sure that you go out and cast your vote. You were given that as American citizens, and you need to use it in order to protect yourself, your family, and your country. Now for a personal injury in the news this week. Have you decided you'll be riding your motorcycle this fall? Remember that weather temperatures are cooling and the roads can be slick or icy. Use caution and evaluate speed and taking turns depending on the weather. Also, cars do not always see you, therefore, make sure to take your time when passing them or changing lanes. Got your helmet on? In most states, it's the law, but it can also save your life. If you were injured in a car accident this week, I wish you a speedy recovery. Make sure to visit us on Estra's Blog Tips on Blogger, Estra's TV on YouTube under Estra's Blog, and Twitter under Estra's Radio Show. Things you should know after a car accident. With the holidays soon approaching, holiday cheer also increases. Make sure to drive safely and soberly. Fun turned into tragedy is no fun at all. Processing your experiences and understanding what they mean to you and the impact on your life is important sometimes to evaluate, yet finding acceptable ways to move past grief, sadness, misfortune. Unfortunately, this list is also endless. But turning those hard times into good ones turns it into something that works on your behalf and not against your well-being. Show love for yourself during this holiday season. It may take some work on your part, but it will make this holiday and future ones more valuable and fun. Now for my commentary on turn hard times into good ones. Unfortunately, being in a serious car accident for the average person brings hard times. First, your mind has to comprehend your current situation, which depending on the injuries may be difficult. Next, decisions must be made about recovery and where your future goes from here. And more than likely, while you're trying to figure all these things out, financial woes creep in because auto insurance companies, employers, long-term disability insurance, or Social Security disability insurance delays and denies your benefits. If benefit payments all stop at once, most people do not have enough income for survival. This definitely can be an attempt to break the injured victim, making their life spiral downward. Many facing this situation are no longer in a position to fight for their benefits due to a lack of income, the deep pockets of these companies, being injured and sick, meaning a lack of energy and not at full capacity. My. Yes, this can indeed be hard times brought on by a car accident and companies operating in their best of interest and not the insurance. Did you wallow in self-pity and anger? Absolutely not. What comes around does go around, and you don't have to be there to see it. Instead, take a positive approach to a bad situation. First, evaluate what you have and what you can do with it. Secondly, decide no matter what happens, you will stay positive and move forward. If you suffer lack, so be it. Lack will not be with you always. Look for new ways to get your needs met outside standard methods. Make sure to rest and do your best to recover. These companies are well aware of most people's inability to function under duress and, in my opinion, realize the pain and suffering they intentionally cause. Third, continue to stand for your benefits and do not give up on them. Make sure to document their actions and reasons for it. You might be going through this for the first time, yet they are pros at going through the process. Still be your best advocate. Share your stories. In fact, make sure to leave a comment on Estra's Radio Show on Twitter or Estra's Blog Tips on Blogger or Estra TV on YouTube. The more you learn, the better able to advocate for yourself. Lastly, remember, your goal is to recover and get well. When focusing on you and not the games being played by withholding benefits, you may struggle to improve, but it can be done. Put your trust in you. Let me repeat that. That's so very important. Put your trust in you. Your ability to move forward and choose to use your energy to promote positive ways to overcome the hurdles placed in your way after being in a car accident. Look at each obstacle and ask yourself, how can I overcome this? Continue to ask yourself this question until possible solutions are made clear. Evaluate them on their merits and impact. Choose the best option for you. Act upon it and store those memories into the good one stack as a victory. Take your time and be patient. I will, as always, be wishing good outcomes for you. All of today's articles are from Estra's program. The goal is to bring forth ideas from within you on how to turn hard times into good ones. Each and every day, as I've said before, individuals and families wake up performing their daily routines like life is going to be ordinary. Yet for 1,000+ of these individuals, life will be changed today. Perhaps this is a good thing because I suspect it would be difficult constantly worrying about what disaster is going to happen. Thankfully, most of us make it through days, weeks, months, or even years with only minor or major issues that do not drastically change our way of life. But sadly, some of us do have a life-altering experience. And when this happens, it tests how well we prepared for the unexpected. In previous generations, we could depend on employer benefits, insurance policies we had been paying premiums on, savings, and family support. In my opinion, the majority of people realize the importance of self-respect and integrity. Doing the right thing was held in high esteem. There was an accountability for one's actions, and scoundrels were looked down upon. From my perspective, these values held the fabric of our society together for the majority of people. When someone was injured in a car accident, the networks around the individual worked together in hopes of restoring some balance to the individual or family life. Friends, community, employers, state and federal resources all chipped in. We indeed felt like we were our brother's keeper. But something happened. The focus turned from we to I. Employers began looking out for more of themselves and less for their employees, eradicating to a large degree employee loyalty, forcing them to take a more of an I approach to their jobs. Individuals began to think more about their lives than those around them. Sometimes this included their partners or children, or even parents for that matter. Many people began to reach for fame and fortune at the expense of all else, thinking life would become better. But did it? Then a dream-shattering experience happened in a generation where I has been the focus for many instead of we. Employers pay more attention to their bottom lines, insurance companies to their investors. Couples separated because they don't want to be held down by the burdens of the injuries of their partners. Governments have been shaken down by the politics of corporate America, and Social Security disability is no longer the safety net it once used to be. In my opinion, this is a snowballing effect from moving from a society of we, the people, to I, the person. From my perspective, there should be room for both we and I to provide a balanced life. Is this a case of doom and gloom? Not really. It is my belief that many people who end up being on the short end of the stick begin to realize the value of being a we more than I. An example of this can be seen in our most recent problems of the day from New York, New Jersey shores, home foreclosures, recession, sequestration, and the list goes what? On and on. Fortunately, many people still hold to the value of being their brother's keeper. Everyday heroes are seen. It is up to each person to stand and speak out for things that will make our society a better place to live for all of us. Many people are now ruled by fear and stand by idly by allowing suffering at the expense of many for the greed of a few. This is not the time to be afraid. No one else can stand in your place. Your courage fills that spot. It's lack of action that creates tragedy and despair. In some cases, change comes by the choices you make. So what can you expect today if you've been injured in a car accident?
Since we are primarily living in an I society, your employer will more than likely try to throw you under the bus after approximately 2 years of paying out your long-term disability policy. And unfortunately, the legislation Congress enacted, ERISA, allows you very little recourse. Your employer group long-term disability policy may require you to apply for Social Security disability. Some hope that you will be denied and thus deny your claim. Are private company disability policies governed to play by the same rules as Social Security disability, or have they been granted a whole new set of rules? Rules not necessarily in the best interest of employees. Furthermore, your auto insurance company may pay lost wages for several months before looking for ways not to, which may leave you in a very bad place at a time when injured. Has hitting a person when they are down become fair play in today's society of eyes? Not only has the injured gotten a raw deal from being hurt, but perhaps the real screw has not even begun. Poor middle class people used to be able to rely on at least Social Security disability in case disaster strikes, surprisingly. Each paycheck, a premium on the insurance policy is paid. In past generations, this prevented many people from falling into abject poverty. It would cover basic necessities of food, housing, and utilities. And it was available for most sick or injured people. The insurance program was out of reach from Wall Street in the beginning and was holding its own weight. In other words, was sufficient. However, the average Social Security disability benefit does not go half as far, if you can even get it. Most benefits will not cover housing alone in most parts of the country, not to mention food or utilities. The disabled now have to be concerned with how they are going to survive each month, their injuries, and the impact on their life. By this time, many employers have exited the scene, taking with them the LTD benefits of their now ex-employees, typically. If employers are required to pay out benefits instead of imploding policies with clauses which allow them passes to get out of paying, these resources would normally allow sick and injured people to survive by providing desperately needed resources that employees paid premiums to have. In my opinion, this would also apply to auto insurance companies too. Many individuals are glad they are receiving Social Security disability because if they did not have it, they would have next to nothing. Most people live paycheck to paycheck and make less than $25,000 a year, which in our society is difficult to live on. A majority of disabled live in poverty. Unnecessarily, for the most part, I must add, if they receive the additional benefits from employers and insurance companies. Why does Social Security disability bear the brunt of caring for the disabled? In my opinion, it's back to the I phenomenon, and the we suffers. Not all Social Security offices are created equal. Power in the hands of some individuals is a very dangerous thing, especially if it impacts your life in this fragile state. Let's hope at some point Social Security begins to rein in this type of behavior. But until then, post reviews online. It may be worth its weight in gold to go to an office that treats its patrons with respect and dignity, and where honesty is a valued commodity. Many Social Security disability attorneys navigate through the process well, but make sure to review their credentials and online comments about their work. It may well be worth the cost. Social Security disability benefits can be stopped, just as your employer's LTD and wage loss from your auto insurance. Unfortunately today, in my opinion, counting on any of these resources may set you up for a big financial fall. Saving is important because you never know what any of these companies will do. Social Security performs reviews on your claims periodically. At some point, you may also be under surveillance. With any of these organizations, communicate only the facts of your case. Be your best advocate, do the best that you can, continue to heal, and realize their agendas will rise to the surface, especially if not in your best of interest. Regardless, do not give up, keep the faith, and a good attorney. I'd also like to mention that 214 Car Accident Weekly Platters are currently available. Make sure to stop by any time during the year if involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. So stop by estras.blogspot.com for more information. And while you're there, also fill out
the latest survey for cyberbullying, stalking, and harassment. It's quick and easy participation. Please join in. Thank you.
Putting joy back into life after a car accident takes work. One has to make a decision to stay optimistic even in times of great pain or great loss. It must be a time to review one's situation as temporary, not a place to stay forever. And it is a season of new experiences not viewed in everyday casual living. Sometimes it is through struggles and determination to overcome personal problems growth takes place. It would be nice if learned in some other manner, but typically in most cases it's not possible. For example, compassion and empathy for what others experience is often learned by living through some of their hardships personally. It may change perceptions on how people get there, what they do when they are there, and the best way to help someone in that situation. Car accidents may cause a wide range of hardships depending on the injury and impact on your entire life. You may need to learn to walk and talk again, may no longer have the use of a limb, or a wide range of injuries. And in some cases, an illness can place you in the same predicament. You may become dependent on others, lost the ability to work, perhaps loss of time or loss of income, or spend a great deal of time working to regain the things lost. Whatever this plight, there still is joy to be found. Really, it is. The items most valuable you still have, life, which means the ability to set and reach dreams, to visit with family and friends, and the opportunity to do things you may never realize possible had it not been for this predicament. What have you learned from this? Have you grown physically, spiritually, or emotionally? Have you provided others with a gift of wisdom from these experiences? Have you taken a sour situation, added a bit of sugar by being thankful for what you can do, and made sweet lemonade from it? This is a wise decision for taking the things in life that attempt to bring misery and accept it as a challenge to make life better instead. Many people today realize things they can live without because of our current economy and the greed factor of a few. Yet, has your perspective of what is important changed? Is it really important to have that brand new device? Are you able to live without many of the items seen every day in commercials? Do you really miss attempts to keep up with the Joneses? And were the Joneses really all that happy? Statistics show that wealthy people are no more happy than anyone else. And I wish I could remember where I saw that statistics from. Stop for a moment and look to see what really is important. I mean, without all the hype. As you are healing, reconnect with yourself and determine what really brings you joy. What makes life valuable to you? What is it you want to give to society, regardless of being abled or disabled? What exactly can you do? What challenges are you willing to face in order to make it a reality? What sacrifices are you willing to make? Figure out what exactly you want, then make a conscious decision to pursue it, and let nothing stop you. Yes, it will require learning new things, but the reward will be great because it is your dream, and it will be your actions that make it a reality. Not all dreams are easy to come by, and not all dreams are realized. The learning comes from pursuing your dreams, a joy unknown, a journey that will make life worth living and give you peace beyond the understanding of most, and encouragement to analytically evaluate what people say and do rather than follow a crowd that may lead you down a road where you can find neither joy or growth. So what is joy? It lasts for more than just a moment. It's what is built from a point of patience, a place where peace is found, and a comfortable place where excitement builds in knowing you are alive, doing what gives you purpose, giving and receiving in a way that is you. You can wake up with a smile and not worry, not because life is perfect. It is due to understanding your needs and desires, because at the end of the day, things will be all right. And the next day, you'll get up and try again until you are successful. Joy after being in a car accident means getting up each day, doing your best, and realizing it's done until tomorrow. appreciate yourself, who you are, and what you can do. That brings joy.
Thank you for joining me in the broadcast today, and I hope that you've been supplied with creative ideas on how to turn hard times into good times. We'd like to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, musicians or the names of the songs, Forrest M, Instrumental 7-Eleven, Veer Zara, Fight for Freedom, when that's by DJ Gadget and Celia Grande, Gunzan Music, I hope I pronounced your name right, Michael Karras, Salem Kamal, and Mohammed Blair for supplying the music today. The best of 213 car accident topics by Estra is next week's show. So make sure to tune in at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. And also visit Estra's TV on YouTube under user Estra's blog. Have a great day. And remember that hard times don't last forever, and they can always be turned into good ones. Thank you.